Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Buzz. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Are you thirsty? Please, don't hesitate. We got plenty
in the back.
Oh, terrific.
You want to talk about some theater today? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Spamalot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Spamalot. Yeah, and I'm not here to criticize it because... always look on the bright side of life.
You are a critic, so you...
Right, I know, but we're going to look on the bright
side. Well, doesn't that term get maligned? The criticism everybody always thinks is bad, but no,
critique. You know what? People pay money to go see a show. They want to have the best possible experience. I'm doing this for the people.
Wow, you deserve another cocktail.
Oh,
you,
hell
how
yeah.
Very noble of
yes,
you.
I'm yeah. doing it for you, people.
Well, we're so fortunate that you've gone to see Spamalot for us.
Yes, I went to see Spamalot.
Now, this has some correlation with Monty Python movies,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. What's well, first thing? Of all, there was a Monty Python movie that they made that I didn't think you'd ask about, because this is really based on the Arthurian legend of King Arthur. But there was a movie called Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which spoofed Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Spamalot is sort of a musical version of Holy Grail. They take the jokes in a little bit different direction on some of them. They've got some old classic bits from the movie, you know, that you had to have. But basically it's the story of King Arthur as he gathers the men from the Round Table and goes on his quest to find the Holy Grail, the cup from which Jesus drank.
Oh.
Yes. That's the Holy Grail, the cup from the Last Supper. Very different from this cup.
Wait, how much is this one worth that Brian Edward drank from?
No, this is...
Because you know what? Any supper could be my last, so you better get these while they're good.
So, yeah, no. No, there was no... Mama's special olive juice in the in the Holy Grail.
All right, so this is at Stage 62 over the Carnegie and Carnegie.
Exactly. Fun show. By the way, side note about being at the Carnegie, they have a bit of a parking issue there right now. Their lot is torn up. So if you are going to see the show, please allow yourself some extra time to take a shuttle. They have shuttles running.
Mm-hmm.
Or to walk up that cardiac of a hill.
Yeah.
If you walk briskly up there in 94-degree weather, you might not make it.
Oh, wow.
But great show, fun show.
Oh, good.
I have always liked Rob James, who shows up in a lot of Stage 62 productions. He's a good guy. He is phenomenal in this. I never realized how talented he was. I wasn't even aware that he could carry a whole show. But singing and acting, he is the star of the show.
Wow, good, very good.
Along with Stephanie Otte, who plays Lady of the Lake. Tremendous voice, tremendous singing voice, really fun, really funny. Top two reasons to see this show would be Rob James and Stephanie Otte.
Can we squeak a third out of you?
There is a third. There is a third person. His name is Jeremy Spaljarek.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Spaljarek. And he plays Sir Lancelot.
That's a name I've heard. Sir Lancelot.
Oh, Sir Lancelot. Yeah. I was going to say, you haven't heard Spaljarek before. But you probably will, because he was a really good performer. Really good cast. Hilarious show. Laughing out loud several times.
Oh.
In this Spam, the laughter is not canned. So maybe we can add laughter for that, like a laugh track.
Yeah,
can we get a laugh track for that?
Yeah. We'll work on that. Okay. We'll pipe some giggles in.
Please.
Okay, Buzz.
No, really.
Where
fun
do we go from there? Yes.
No, fun time. It's
there are going to be better jokes than that in this
the show.
In this show.
They save the good humor is in the show.
Mm.
And then
let's take a look at the program there. Where are we running till?
Yeah, we are running until July 30th. So,
all right, coming up. Get your bums there to see it.
To the end of the month here. So Stage 62, really fun. King Arthur. I'm a big fan of Excalibur by Borman. You know that one?
Mm-mm. What is it?
It's a take on the Arthurian legend. It's he's like, Arthur. That's how they... Merlin
I'm
talks.
Thinking of the movie with Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
That is the wrong Arthur. This is the guy.
That's the first Arthur that comes to my
pulls
mind.
The sword from the stone.
Well, you know, wasn't it quite a feat?
I hope people are listening.
I would compare Liza Minnelli's performance in Arthur to that, you know, because he may have been difficult to work with. And Sir John Gielgud, my goodness. All right, I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think so too.
Go see Monty Python, Spamalot, a new musical lovingly ripped from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail through July 30th, Andrew Carnegie Free Library Music Hall, Carnegie,
PA. I didn't
have
to show up, you just had to read the program.
I know, I wish we would have thought of that 12 minutes ago.
Save you some money.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.